And just like that, we sink back into a coherent pattern with one another. Very little effort required now. And so often in these first moments when we come together every week, there is the invitation, of course, to breathe, but also to, as though, have the sense of expansion, have the sense of how we weave our unique light signature into this pattern that represents this group, you and I and many others. Today, just for now, we're going to just become aware of your energy field, from the standpoint of, or the touch point of, containment. So not necessarily you feeling your wildly expanded field and where you are connected with planetary earth grids and Alpha Centauri and all of that as well, because of course you are, but today, getting a sense of your field, we could say even relative to the body, we could say your biofield, that photonic emanation, a field of light, a sphere of light, an egg of light, geometric patterns, or perhaps not just a sensing, a soft. It is both an embracement and it is an effulgence, meaning you are radiating light even as you are being held by light, bathed in light. Good. Okay. And you just come into your own alignment within your own light field. From here, just feel, notice how you, in this configuration, instantly ripples out through the weaves of light that make up this group. No effort required, no movement of your energy, as it were. I'm going to send light out through the field. I'm going to infuse the field with my light. No, that is not necessary, actually. This is the quantum nature of our connection. It is instantaneous. It is eternal, never beginning, never ending. Just is happening. You don't have to make it happen. And it starts from your still, clear, perfect alignment. Yes, it is perfect. On one level, it is perfect. Just sink back into that. And I don't even have to say, and now radiate that, because you just are. That's what light does. there's something, there's a kind of evolution happening more intensively right now with the masculine energy on the planet. The, you know, we use terms like defiled masculine. Let's call it the forgetful masculine energy on the planet is taking steps more recently. It is moving toward this, you're moving through, let's say, an alchemical process, moving it toward embodying and anchoring in the divine masculine frequency. So you're probably going to be noticing that in one primary way, and then secondary, people that you know. And if you are currently, if you are a soul embodying in that sort of a male prism in this incarnation, excuse me, you might be able to notice this in yourself. You will probably be noticing it in other males, primarily the souls embodying again through the male prism and physical body. There is a movement toward, there is movement. Things are shaking up, but it is moving toward the frequency bandwidth of the divine masculine. It might be something, it might be small things that you're noticing in your partner, your friend, your brother, your father. Could be just small, could be a sort of, I almost want to say sort of a bumbling sort of attempt, but if you look at it through that lens, that sort of broader spectrum, the forgetful masculine is going through an alchemical process and it is wanting to move toward the embodiment of the divine. And that could be looking a lot of different ways. It's shaking off some of the heavy, heavy programming that the soul, bless you, the souls that incarnated into the male prism, the male physical body, diving into that, the distortion pattern that the masculine energy on the planet has become because of programming, because of heaviness and density, contraction that was laid on you layer upon layer upon layer upon layer. And then you birth into that. Bless you, the master of light that chose that, to embody within that dense field and try to burn it up from inside. From inside that field. So some of you or the beloved males in your life, they're shaking off the overlays of that heavy duty matrix programming. They're busting out of jobs, they're attempting to perhaps speak differently, do things differently, take care of themselves differently. It could be that you're noticing this in yourself as well, if you happen to be expressing through the feminine body, the feminine prism. noticing the masculine aspects of self, of the another thing that we might be noticing is observing, experiencing firsthand, where the male energy is clinging to old ways, old patterns, old configurations, and they're just getting all manner of messages that it's time to let this go, it's time to change, you really need to change, this is really not working, and it's just that proverbial banging the head against a wall. And if we're observing this in someone that we love, you, I'm at a loss. You just have to sort of stand back and just watch. But it's getting to, we've talked about this so many times before, the squeeze. If we keep trying to hold on, it's just going to get harder and harder and harder because the energies no longer support that. And for some of us, probably a number of us, we're noticing that we are stepping into and embodying more effortlessly certain aspects of the divine masculine. So again, whether you are expressing through a male or female body, one aspect of the divine masculine that is coming online, and it's either strengthening or it's beginning more and more, is the ability to hold your alignment. Just more of a sort of rock solid sense of self. Alignment. I want to say things like self-worth. I almost want to say something like an individuated sort of sense of self. And one could say, well, this sort of sounds a little bit like ego aspects. And the thing is, if we are, let's say, advancing forward, moving forward from a more wounded masculine, then yes, perhaps we do have to go through phases of embodiment of what would be healthy ego, healthy sense of self, healthy boundaries, the articulation of boundaries, the respecting of others' boundaries, sense of self, a sense of self-respect. So, you know, of course, we are expressing at multiple layers or levels of awareness, dare we say evolution, consciousness, conscious embodiment of higher vibrational aspects of ourself, other aspects of ourself that we're in more of a state of contraction, resistance, fear, mired a little bit in the muck of a trauma imprint. Those need to advance then through layers. And so that's why we speak now that it's as though something is shifting, and parts that had been held back a little bit, now they're coming forth, but moving rapidly through these levels. So that's why we get this sort of feeling of, like, again, alignment, containment, sense of self, sense of boundaries, sense of personal power. And what I'm seeing is, let's say, remembering that your proximity to others will shift others if you are in an aligned and coherent state. So this healthier expression of divine masculine, sacred masculine, it could be manifesting as the desire to, the sense of getting out there more. Maybe that's something that's going to resonate for some of you. Is the thought, I'm going to get out there more. I'm going to put myself out there more. I'm going to say yes to some things. I mean, you're going to move through, you're going to navigate. It might be actually navigating through people, crowds of people, gatherings where you weren't doing so before as much. But that is an aspect of this sacred, divine, masculine relative to the sense of self. Alignment. Coherence and clarity within your field and the photonic sort of emanation that is your field, be it a geometric pattern in your field, that sort of, as we said, that sphere of light. And it's, yes, having, being able to hold that clear configuration. That is divine masculine. Expressing on the energy realms. And remember that your ability to hold those coherent patterns, when you go forth, you shift others. And not necessarily so looking at it from the energy perspective, not necessarily just you're shifting others by having a conversation with someone and changing their mind or something. No, strictly even just from an energy standpoint. The containment, the clarity, the coherence, the patterns of perfection that you are holding in your field, in your biofield, in your hologram. Other patterns in the field that are not coherent will start to repattern and become more coherent because of you and physical proximity. Is a big one, which is why you're probably getting the feeling to, you're getting the sense to, you're starting to maybe push yourself a little bit, or maybe it's wonderful for you and you're finally getting opportunities to get out, and be in physical proximity with others. We know this about nature, about us being in the physical proximity of nature, and the power of that magnificent field of consciousness, love, frequency, the power that that has over us for regeneration. So this then, we're talking about you in a coherent state, getting out there in physical proximity. Those are, and that is an aspect of the sacred masculine, a couple of different aspects of the sacred masculine together in one sort of a bundle, one example. But it feels like that is up right now for us. That wounded masculine the forgetful masculine or the forgetting masculine, it's like the alarm clock is going off for a lot of them, for a lot of us as aspects of self, for a lot of souls embodied in a male body. And as we've said before, sadly, those who are in whatever area of their life, that sort of defiled masculine energy, the extent to which it is again holding, clinging, white-knuckled to old energy, old stuck energy patterns. It is, you know, that person in one or perhaps several aspects of their life going to have a harder and harder and harder time. Remember, relative to going out, we were told for so long a lie. And the lie is that, or was that, the dark. To be super polarized about it, but that's what we were told. The dark is more powerful than the light. That is a lie. So, meaning being around other people who are holding incoherent patterns, that is somehow going to bring your energetic expression down or shift you significantly. It's not, actually. There's a kind of tipping point when you are holding really coherent patterns. You do the shifting. Remember that. Light is the active principle. The tuning fork that is vibrating is the one that is going to have the effect on all of these other tuning forks that are not vibrating. There will be emotional fluctuations, of course, as the human aspect and the physical body, we navigate through these times and we're still moving through them. There's more time left here. There's probably still a little kerfuffle yet to come. You can trust, once again, how many times have we come to this, yes? Trust the light that you are, the work that you've done, and the fact that the human aspect of your being represents a relatively small fraction of the light that you are. the field of consciousness that you are. And more, your vibrational and perceptual set point is anchored in that field of consciousness that is you. That beautiful, unique vibrational signature that is you. You're anchored more there. And that is why you are actually still holding, in general, fairly coherent patterns, even if the body is going through a bit of a cleanse and you're feeling quite miserable, or you have a little bit of a wobble, or all of this that we've been talking about for some weeks now. Months now, years now. Oh God, has it been that long? Even in the midst of those, your core frequency and your vibrational set point is probably pretty consistent, actually. The light that you are is the prime organizing force in your life. And as that light unfurls itself more and more and more, shining into the human realms, the manifest realms, more and more. It is accelerating these changes. It is accelerating collapse as we know it, breakdown. Ancient systems are breaking apart. And they have intentionally bled themselves into the psychic construct, the emotional construct, the physical bodies, the morphic fields, the collective consciousness, even the very grid lines of this planet. They have infiltrated so much, but the light that you are, that we are, the light of the sacred masculine, the sacred feminine, and beyond that, beyond the duality and the polarization of masculine and feminine, beyond that, the light of source that you are. You are light incarnate, you are love incarnate. Is the inexorable momentum that the defiled aspects are just falling into and dissolving. So bravo, as you watch this, as you feel it, as you watch your beloved men around you move through their processes. Bravo. Many thousands of years of density, heaviness, lies, defilement. isolation. It is breaking apart, it is burning up. And sometimes it is painful and scary, and sometimes it can be as though it is just being held and loved. Rises and stands straight and tall and clear. Spreading its arms wide, opening the heart to feel it all, to hold what you came here to hold, the light of Source, embodied. And you're doing it. You're doing it. You wonderful creature, you're doing it. We are doing it. Hallelujah. Deep bows to the male energy.